Here's what's known so far. John Allen Muhammad worked as a car mechanic. He has two ex-wives and went through a bitter divorce and custody battle with at least one of them. John Lee Malvo is a Jamaican citizen who went to high school briefly in Washington State in Bellingham. NPR's Pam Fessler has a few more details.
John Allen Muhammad changed his name from John Allen Williams after he converted to Islam. From 1994 until 2000, he lived in Tacoma, Washington. That's where martial arts instructor Felix Strozer met him and the person he believed to be Muhammad's son, John Lee Malvo. Strozer was giving Malvo karate lessons when Muhammad suggested that the two men open up a karate school together. Strozer described Muhammad as generally reserved.
He was pretty quiet, but I guess you could say sneaky. The reason I say sneaky is because one of my students came to me, a female, and she told me that John came to her house to fix her car, and he tried to hit on her.
Strozer said Muhammad tried to take advantage of the two men's business relationship as well and owed the school $500 when it shut down. He said Muhammad claimed to have been in the special forces when he was in the military. But a senior defense official says there's no record of that. The official says Muhammad enlisted as an active duty soldier in the Army in 1985 and was discharged in 1994. He served in the Gulf War and was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington, and later at Fort Ord, California. Muhammad spent most of his time as a combat engineer, but he also received an expert badge for marksmanship with an M16 rifle as part of routine training. Muhammad's personal life involved allegations of violence. He was divorced twice, and in court papers filed in Pierce County, Washington, his second wife, Mildred Green, claimed that Muhammad had once threatened to kill her and that he abducted their three children in March of 2000. The children have since been returned to her, but the court issued a restraining order against Muhammad. The two were divorced in October of 2000. Muhammad was divorced from his first wife, Carol Williams, 17 years ago. She currently lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where Muhammad and Malvo reportedly visited this summer. Muhammad was also apparently this year in Clinton, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., where his second wife now lives. Desmond Harley is a neighbor and said he saw the man who he knew as Mo almost daily for 3 months.
He always jogged around the 10 o'clock in the morning up the main street here. He used to do a couple miles every morning, faithfully.
Harley says the two men tried to arrange to jog together, but that Muhammad told him he couldn't because he was having problems with his children's mother. Harley didn't see the younger man, John Lee Malvo, about whom little is known. Authorities said Malvo attended high school briefly late last year in Bellingham, Washington, which is about 90 miles north of Seattle. Bellingham's police chief, Randy Carroll, said the school was suspicious when Malvo arrived because he had no transcripts and appeared to have come from nowhere. Carroll said school authorities contacted police in December 2001, and the police followed up with Malvo.
Mr. Malvo stated that he had been in Bellingham since October of 2001 and that he was here to finish high school. He said he was staying at the Lighthouse Mission here in Bellingham. And at that time, Mr. Malvo and Mr. Muhammad were known to be together.
The Lighthouse Mission is a homeless shelter. Chief Carroll said Malvo stayed at the school only briefly and appeared to keep to himself during his time there.
The information that I have was that he was quiet and that he spent a lot of time in the library studying and was not openly gregarious with the other students.
Carroll says authorities were never able to track down Malvo's background and that they had lost track of him until yesterday. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.